The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
No, he didn't slam you, he didn't bump you, he didn't nudge you, he rubbed you. And rubbing, son, is racing.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
This is Pit Pass USA, the fastest auto racing location on the internet, with the latest news, the best interviews, and our own brand of commentary. Here's your host, Larry Henry.
Oh, ho, ho, everyone, and Merry Christmas. Hope you're going to have a great weekend, a Christmas weekend coming up. We're up here in the frigid northland of Detroit, Michigan area, but we may have a little white Christmas. We had some snow, some cold, and things like that, but it is the holiday season. We're going to talk a little racing to warm you up tonight. Believe it or not, we're just a few weeks away from the Rolex 24. We're going to talk to the guy that, well, it's the SunTrust Racing Team is his, Wayne Taylor, the principal and sometimes driver of the number 10 car, will be joining us. We'll talk a little bit about the ARCA tire test down at Daytona with Hal Martin, also coming up with their race at Daytona, which really kicks off the first weekend of racing right there with Speed Weeks and qualifying and the Budweiser shootout and all that. But first, we want to talk a little NASCAR. You've been pounding the pavement since you got your release from Roush Fenway Racing.
Yeah, certainly have. You know, I've been trying to work all different opportunities and avenues and look at all the different things that are happening out there. It's certainly, a tough economic climate, as I think a lot of us out there certainly know in our personal lives. And from a racing standpoint, I mean, it's tough to sell a sponsorship. I know the people at Roush Fenway Racing only have a half-season sponsor for car riders on the Nationwide side, so I just think that goes to show how tough it is to sell sponsors and make these programs work in today's economy. So hopefully I'll be able to put something together for 2011.
You always put a smile on everything that went on the last year. You were in and out of the 16 car for races. There were stretches where you weren't in it, and then you were back in it, and it seemed towards the end of the year, whenever you got in the car, you did well. But you handled it well. Did it grind on you any at along the way?
Well, you know, certainly when you're out there and you're watching, your car out there racing, it's tough because I want to be in the car driving. I want to be racing my car. But it was really good for me to have a guy like Matt Kenseth come and race that car. You know, to me, I learned so much from having a veteran like Matt in the car. I got a good idea to see the performance of what the car was capable of running like, and it was just really a good thing when it was all said and done. I think I learned a lot of things that I'll use throughout the rest of the years, from that. So that was good.
Well, when you look around, too, you were talking about the tough sponsorship situation, and when Carl Edwards is struggling to find full sponsorship over in the Nationwide Series, as strong as he's been and a former champion in the series, and then you look, Travis Quaffle, it looks like he's going to wind up back in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. He's been up in the Sprint Cup Series. Brendan Gaughan's been in all three series. He's headed back to the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. So, and I always point this out, Sam Ornish Jr. may be driving only at Indianapolis in the Indianapolis 500 for Roger Penske. So it's got to be tough for a young driver like you to put a deal together and go to a race team and get back out on the racetrack.
It is tough for sure, but, for me, I feel like I'm lucky enough to have a lot of experience in the NASCAR stuff, from my 2 years of truck racing and my partial Nationwide season, plus I've done a whole bunch of Sprint Cup testing for us anyway, so got a lot of experience, and I've been lucky enough and fortunate enough to be able to, win and run up front in almost everything I've driven. So, hopefully that stuff pays off here down the road.
We're only, about 5 or 6 weeks away from Daytona. Is something, do you think, going to happen? Well, it's got to happen soon, obviously, to get prepared and get ready for Speed Weeks.
Yeah, certainly. It's one of those things where the holidays seem to throw quite a bit of a lag and everything. It seems like everybody doesn't want to make a decision, really, until they get back from the holidays and sort their programs out. So, I've been talking to a lot of different people and working on a lot of different things, and And hopefully all those all the groundwork that I've laid comes to pay off here come next year.
I know you can't really give us details at this point in time, but do you feel very optimistic that a deal is going to come together?
I certainly hope it does. I've got my fingers crossed, and I've been working on it. I've got a lot of good people helping me work on it. So, in one way or another, I'll be racing something, whether I got to go and race lawnmowers or something, but I'm going to be out there racing something next year for sure.
Well, speaking of that, the Rolex 24 is coming up at Daytona. You've raced it before. You cut your teeth on sports car racing. Are you going to be with the team at Daytona in a few weeks?
Well, again, I've been working on that as well. It's something I've really enjoyed doing. I've really enjoyed racing in that sports car series, and looking to try and put a program together for that 24-hour deal. I've had some pretty serious talks with some teams, so I'm, I guess optimistic that I'll be there at the 24-hour race. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, let's say the NASCAR thing doesn't work out, and you never know till everything is signed, sealed, delivered, and they put your name on the top of the car, the truck, the lawnmower, whatever it may be. But the deal is done. Would you think about doing sports car racing if that became the best option?
Absolutely. Again, I'm a race car driver, and I want to just be competitive and be able to go out there and run well and, continue to race cars. It's what I love to do and what I've always loved to do. So if I keep doing that, I'd be a happy camper.
Now, I want to talk about what you've been doing at home. Now, you were just on vacation. You just got back home, and then I saw on Twitter you tweeted about getting the Clark Griswold Neighborhood Award. So you've been on the roof putting up lights. Are you going to cause a blackout in North Carolina?
I hope not a blackout. I did blow a few fuses here at my own house. But, I've got to get those lights up and got to have them looking good. It's a pretty cool neighborhood we've got. They've got a Christmas decoration contest, and they've got, the big award for the nicely decorated, the white lights and the real fancy sort of decorations. And then they have a award, the Clark Griswold Award, for the house that's just got a bunch of lights and nothing really goes together, but it's well lit up and, you put some effort into it. So that's, of course, the award that I want. I guess I kind of call it the Redneck Award. So I was happy to get that. And, hopefully the lights stay on here throughout the holidays.
Now, do you have, the inflatable snowman and the reindeer and the sleigh or stuff, or is this just lights?
It's just lights, but I've got this big Christmas tree set that does all kinds of different dances. It makes Christmas music. It's got all kinds of different settings that it has, so it scrolls through a whole bunch of different kind of weird light shows and stuff. So that's probably the highlight of all the things that I have. So
do you have to have the big boom box out in the front yard so you can have it all coordinated with the music and the lights are blinking and going off?
It's all coordinated. It's got a big boom box. It makes a bunch of noise. So I'm sure the neighbors really hate me about now, but it's part of the holiday season, I suppose.
Are we going to be seeing some pictures then on Twitter and Facebook? We got to see this thing.
Yeah, I might have to. I got to see if I can get it all in one picture. I'm going to have to send four or five pictures of all my different lights.
How big is this thing?
It's pretty big. It's one of the trees is probably about 10 feet tall. The next one's probably about 8. The next one's maybe 6 feet tall, and they're spread out all over the place, so it's pretty cool.
You have been busy. How did you do this if you were on vacation?
I actually put it all up before I went on vacation, so I got back home and just plugged it in and turned the lights on.
Well, it sounds like you're having a great time and having a great attitude and considering that, you're right now you're in limbo and you want to be on a racetrack. That says a lot for you.
Hey, I've got to keep my mind doing something else, keep busy doing something else.
What's it like not going to the race shop? I mean, that's something else you did all the time, was you were at least going to the race shop. Do you still drop by, or are you allowed to stop by and say hi to your old friends at Roush Fenway, or is it like most places? Okay, we're gonna clean out your desk and we'll take you out the door.
No, I've been able to stop by and say hey to those guys a little bit, and for me, I've been spending a lot of time at my own shop. I've got a 1972 Volkswagen Beetle that I've been working on getting restored for the longest time, and getting it pretty close to being finished up. So hopefully by, springtime next year, I'll have it completed and be able to cruise on the streets here in North Carolina with that.
Okay, what's a race driver doing with a 72 Beetle? I could see a Mustang. I could see a GTO. I could see a muscle car. You got a Beetle. What is up with that?
Well, when my brother and I were both little kids, we always loved Volkswagen Beetles. I guess that Herbie movie was what kind of all started it. People thought Volkswagen Beetles were the coolest thing ever. And, coincidentally, one of my dad's really good friends owned the Volkswagen dealer in town, and he had this old 1972 Beetle that was just really beat up. Nobody wanted to buy it. It was like $500 on his car lot. And he finally said, when I was about 6 or 7, he said, "Hey, if you guys want to come with your dad, come get this Volkswagen. You can have it because I can't sell it." So he gave it to us, and my brother and I, we ran it around our 100-acre farm all over the place when we were 6 or 7. Loved driving that car. It was so much fun. And then got the bright idea when I was about 13 that, hey, I need a first car when I turn 16. So why not take this old Volkswagen apart and kind of restore it and make it nice? So started on that project, and I started racing big cars when I was 14 and started getting busy traveling and everything. So it's been the longest stretched out restoration project, I think, known to man. But hopefully it'll be done here soon.
Are you going to slap the Herbie number on the side, or maybe your old 16 number, your old 6 number on it?
I thought about it, man. That was a good old Herbie number, and I don't know. I haven't committed to being able to, you know, look like Herbie. I've picked kind of a burnt orange color to paint it, so hopefully that'll come out pretty nice.
Well, I can't wait to see that project when you get done, too, and I can't wait to see you back on the racetrack, hopefully for the Rolex 24 and hopefully more during Speed Weeks. Do you have a time frame when you might know something and make an announcement?
I'm sure hoping to hear in the next week or so. I hope to get something formalized up here and be able to announce it the first part of January. That's my goal.
Well, Colin, I wish you the best of luck. Merry Christmas to you. Pass along Merry Christmas to your mom and dad and also your brother, and we'll see you at Daytona in a few weeks.
Sounds great. I'll see you there. Thanks, Larry. That
is Colin Brown, and right now in limbo, of course, being released by Roush Fenway Racing at the end of the season. Had a really up-and-down season in Nationwide. First half of the season was disastrous. Then he was in and out of the car. But it seemed like towards the end of the year, every time he raced to the car, they got a top-10 finish. But I've heard a lot of rumblings that he is going to be back on the racetrack, and it will be in NASCAR. That's all I know, but I can't say anything officially because I don't know anything officially. I've just heard some rumblings out there, but I do find it interesting that the car he's working on is a 72 VW Beetle. You talk to race drivers all the time. Yeah, I've got this, I've got this 64 Mustang. I've got this Corvette. I've got this. I've got that. I've got an old Trans Am. I do the. He's working on a Beetle. He's young. He'll learn, I guess. When you're 22, you can do things like that. But we are hoping to see him down at Daytona in just a few weeks. It's hard to believe that they're going to be on the track, at least practicing for the Rolex on January 27th. It is coming up quicker than you think. Well, next up, we are going to turn our attention to the Grand Am Rolex Series and the Daytona prototypes. Going to talk to the gentleman whose team finished second in the points last year, Wayne Taylor, who runs the SunTrust Racing Team. We'll be back to talk with him next here on Pit Pass USA, part of the Power of Motorsports series, VoiceAmericaSports.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Do you feel the need for speed? Whatever your addiction, NASCAR, IndyCar, NHRA, Formula One, or even lawnmower racing, Pit Pass USA has got you covered. Larry Henry here, host of Pit Pass USA. I put my 30-plus years of being a motorsports broadcaster to work to bring you not only the best guests, but also the most interesting guests in racing. Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry, your front row seat to the world of racing. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Be there or get a DNF.
Super Bowl champ Lionel Dalton is taking to the internet airwaves with his own brand of sports talk. You'll go inside the mind of the players and find out if blacklisting really happens, what their thoughts are on training camps, where the former NFL players are now, and why being drafted by the wrong NFL team can kill a promising player's career. Lionel will also cover what's up with the Baltimore Ravens. Tune in to Sports Talk with Lionel Dalton live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're listening to Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry. To leave comments or suggest future guests for the show, email us at LarryHenry@PitPassUSA.com. That's LarryHenry@PitPassUSA.com. Now back to more of the fastest show in motorsports, Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry.
Believe it it or not, we're just about 4 weeks away from the first major race of the 2011 season here in the United States. That'll be the Rolex 24 Daytona. And a gentleman that's gearing up because they've got a test coming up down at Daytona in just a few weeks. He is the owner of the number 10 Sun Trust team in the Daytona prototypes. Today is Wayne Taylor. Wayne, welcome, and I'm sure it's a very busy time.
Yeah, thank you. It is. So many people ask me at this time of the year, you know, so your season's over now and you must be relaxing. Well, unfortunately, our season starts the last week in January, but more important, it actually starts on January the 5th for a test that we're going to do, and then the official Daytona test on the 7th, 8th, and 9th. So unlike any other racing series, you know, we are the first major event. I believe we're the first international event around the world. So this time of the year is not much relaxation. It's more preparing not only for the test but for the biggest race of the year.
And one of the things that you have done in the off-season, you were with Ford the last couple of years, but now you're back in the Chevrolet camp.
Yeah, you know, I've been with Chevrolet on and off my 20 years living in the U.S., obviously most of the time being as a driver. And, you know, we really like what Chevrolet is doing, you know, the marketing of their brand and also the engine, the development of their engine. And, you know, the relationship goes back a long way. And I was really, really happy to be able to go back to them and, you know, sort of going back home.
Now, is this an outgrowth of the change in the engines of what you've also seen from the 99 team, the Gainsco squad last year, as they were trying to take on the Ganassi team?
Well, you know, I won my last championship as a driver with Pontiac Power in 2005, and then in 7 I sort of got out of the driving side and running the program. Obviously, we keep our eye on what everybody's doing, and of course, the Gainsco team have done a great job. And then, you know, they, UGM, have now, having Earnhardt Childress building the engines, and I looked at their performance towards the end of last year, and it was not a difficult decision for me to make to go this route.
Everyone, of course, wants to beat the Ganassi team. I mean, they were just so dominant last year, even with the changes that they had when they went into, I believe it was the 4th of July weekend at Daytona. They added 25 pounds to the cars, and yet they just dominated the season. Do you feel that you're closing the gap on them? I mean, they are the one everyone has to shoot at, isn't it?
Well, I've said this privately, and I've said it publicly. Of all the teams that are out there, the one I don't mind being beaten by is Ganassi. We've built a great relationship with those guys over there, but and they did a great job winning this year. But you know, winning the amount of races that they did certainly set the bar. And I think next year it's not going to be so easy for them. So we're putting a lot of effort, maximum amount of effort into this, and obviously our goal is to beat those guys, and more importantly to try and get a championship.
Well, you came close last year. You wound up second, although when you say close, you look at what the Ganassi team did with Mimo Rojas and Scott Pruett. I mean, they basically had this thing wrapped up going into the final race of the season.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, we had a good year finishing second, but I hate finishing second. But, you know, we certainly had some races that we shot ourselves in the foot. And you know, so we sort of helped them make it such a successful year by us making some mistakes in some of the events.
What do you look for at Daytona? We've got a brand new repaved surface. I know they did a tire test just a few days ago, but it is completely different. The bumps, the transitions, the speeds on the racetrack are going to be completely different from what they were last year, both in July and in the Rolex 24.
Yeah, I mean, resurfacing the circuit, which is really just the oval and I believe the bus stop, and from everything I've heard, it's very, very smooth and a lot of grip, which means you can run the car lower, which is always a good thing. You know, we've not only got a different track to go to, we have different tires, and for us as a team, you know, we're changing engines and all the teams are changing tires and this new track. So there's a lot of stuff going on. It's difficult for us to have so little time between the last race and the 24-hour changing engines and tires. So you know, everybody can say, well, we're all in the same boat with the tires and stuff, but, you know, developing a tire for each chassis takes quite a lot of time. So our goal for this 24-hour, and I believe the way we're going to prepare ourselves is to make sure that all we stop for is driver change, fuel, and tires. And I think it's going to be a race of attrition because of, you know, a new tire, nobody knows what the characteristic is. Nobody knows how long they're going to last for a stint. You know, maybe you're not going to be able to do a stint and a half on a tank. So there's a lot of things going to play into this 24-hour that we haven't seen before.
Talking with Wayne Taylor here in Pit Pass USA, the owner of the number 10 SunTrust Chevrolet Dilar. Got to remember to say Chevrolet now with the engine change. Getting ready, of course, with the Rolex 24 just around the corner. And one of the unknowns, and it goes back to the track surface, is how much the speeds are going to increase, and will that cause more attrition than maybe we have seen for the last couple of years? What do you think?
I don't think so. I think, if anything, it's going to be better because the track is much smoother. There's less of the car jumping up and down and bottoming out. So I think, you know, it could be faster. I think the biggest area of concern is what the tire life is going to be with a new tire, and I think that's what everybody's going to have to work on is trying to get the car to last on longer runs, and that's crucial because, you know, every time you come in the pits, you lose a lot of time. So I think the biggest focus is going to be on how to make the car and the tire last over a tank of gas.
Well, Wayne, once again, you've got Max Angelelli in the car, your son Ricky Taylor, and you've added IndyCar veteran Ryan Briscoe for the 24 hours.
Yeah, well, we had, you know, Ryan did some driving for us a couple of years ago, he, you know, when I did the combined program with Roger Penske, he was in the Toshiba car and finished third overall. We finished fifth. Got tons of experience. Ricky's now come off a good year. He loves Daytona. Ryan is a superstar. So I think the three of them together and this team, I think, you know, we can at least go into this event thinking we've got all the pieces in play to try and win the race.
Now, I understand that on the entry form there's a Wayne Taylor name that's on there. Are you going to be into the race car, or are you just going to be watching from the sidelines?
Well, that's yet to be determined. It depends. You know, the biggest thing about a 24-hour is to make sure that each of the drivers are able to drive the car under the same conditions. So less of a compromise with less drivers. And both times that I've won it has been only with three drivers. But I'm also conscious of the fact that when you do only have three drivers, you know, if someone gets sick or someone's not feeling good, you really need to have somebody standing by. And I think with the three of them focused, you know, we'll get the best out of them and the best out of the car. But I will certainly be there if need be.
I understand that two of your two sons are over in Italy visiting not only Max Angelelli, but doing some medical work, something special that's involved with the team that Max Angelelli brought on board?
Both Ricky and Jordan are there. They've gone to Formula One Medicine. Formula One Medicine is an entity in Italy that over the last 15, 20 years has looked after all the Formula One drivers and a lot of other sports athletes. But mainly motorsport, it's not only about the training and stuff. They do psychology. They do an enormous amount to actually understand what's going on in the driver's head. They are able to help the driver going into a qualifying session, going into a race, you know, to make them understand it is as important mentally as it is physical. So they've been gone through a very big 10-day course. They're there again today and tomorrow, and they'll be back tomorrow. And according to Max, when I get the data, the doctors will probably know more about our kids than us. But I'm not sure that that's going to be the case. But anyway, so they're going through this, and, you know, they can be really well-equipped for next year, both physically and mentally.
And we sometimes forget that, the complete physical well-being, especially with the 24-hour race coming up, and also the mental side, which plays a big factor, especially endurance racing.
Yeah, it does. And this group, led by Dr. Riccardo Ciccarelli, is not new to us. In fact, when Max and I won the 24-hour, it was his first event with us, and he had himself as the doctor and two physios with us. And ever since then, you know, we have a doctor and physios come from Formula Medicine for us during the 24-hour.
Well, Wayne, I want to thank you for taking some time out of your preparations for the Rolex 24, the test coming up down at Daytona, and then the race itself. And we'll see you down there in a few weeks. Hopefully the weather's going to be nice.
Yeah, thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you there.
That is Wayne Taylor. He is the owner of the number 10 SunTrust Racing Team that runs Daytona prototypes in the Grand Am Rolex Series, gearing up for Daytona. They're going to be down there shortly. They'll be on the track, I think, practice January 27th, which is the Thursday. The 28th is practice qualifying. 29th would be the start of the Rolex 24 in the afternoon, and we finish it on Sunday the 30th. So it's going to be here before you know it, and he is getting ready to do it, and can anybody stop? The Ganassi guys with Scott Pruitt and Mimo Rojas, they have just been dominant. they messed up at the Rolex 24, or they would have won it. They wound up second. Had a little bit of a problem at the very end that threw them a lap behind, but, boy, they tried like crazy. And from all reports, the track surface is outstanding at Daytona. In fact, we're going to find out about that. We're going to talk to a gentleman that was part of a two-car Hoosier tire test for ARCA down at Daytona. In fact, the same day that the Grand Am guys were there testing their brand-new Continental tires, we'll talk to Hal Martin, who's driving with Venturini Motorsports at Daytona, and hopefully all year long, but we return to Pit Pass USA, part of the Power Up Motorsports Series on VoiceAmericaSports.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Do you feel the need for speed? Whatever your addiction, NASCAR, IndyCar, NHRA, Formula One, or even lawnmower racing, Pit Pass USA has got you covered. Larry Henry here, host of Pit Pass USA. I put my 30-plus years of being a motorsports broadcaster to work to bring you not only the best guests, but also the most interesting guests in racing. Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry, your front row seat to the world of racing. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Be there or get a DNF.
Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're listening to Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry. To leave comments or suggest future guests for the show, email us at LarryHenry@PitPassUSA.com. That's LarryHenry@PitPassUSA.com. Now back to more of the fastest show in motorsports, Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry.
Well, believe it or not, in just a little less than 52 days, the ARCA Series kicks off its 2011 campaign at Daytona with the Lucas Oil Slick Mist 200. In fact, in 19 days, they'll be having a big test, but they just had one down at Daytona, their Hoosier tire test. One of the drivers who was on hand to do that joining me now, he'll be driving for Venturini Motorsports down at Daytona, and that's Hal Martin. Hal, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. What was Daytona like with the new pavement?
Oh, grip, grip, grip. That's all I got to say. Totally new surface. I mean, I was there last year, and of course, tracks is notorious for having the bumps, and those bumps are gone. I mean, it's like running on a smooth ice surface out there, plus the grip level.
You and Steve Arpin were doing the tire test for Hoosier. I'm kind of surprised they only had two guys out there. There wasn't anybody else, right?
No, that's correct. It was just Steve Arpin and myself. But we got all that we needed to get accomplished down there with just the two of us. We were able to run, in drafts of two and single car runs, and basically get a feel for what the tires are going to do over a short period of time, short runs, and as well as long runs.
How different was the feel on the racetrack? You talked about all the bumps being gone, smooth as glass. Could you really tell it in racing? Were you more comfortable on the racetrack?
I was more comfortable out there as far as in single car runs. Of course, when we get into race conditions and all, we'll get racing side by side, it'll be a totally different ball game. But as far as the track handling wise, one car out there or two cars, Steve and myself, really was very manageable. I mean, like I said, the bumps in 1 and 2 would always upset the cars, and the bump up in turn high in turn 4, those were always the upsetting bumps for the race cars, and they're gone. So it should be some good racing. I'm looking forward to some good side by side racing come February.
How close does Daytona now feel to Talladega? And you've raced, obviously, at Talladega. You had a great finish there last season in ARCA when you finished 10th. Is it very similar now between the two tracks?
It really is. Of course, Daytona's a little bit of a narrower track, so you're not going to see as much 3-wide and 4-wide racing as you would at Talladega. But still in all, the surfaces are pretty similar now. I didn't race in Talladega when they first repaved the track, so I know a little bit of the grip level has been lost there, but I did race there last year, and I'd say the two surfaces are pretty comparable. They're both very smooth, and as I said, grip level is just through the roof. I mean, there's so much grip out there, so it's going to be, like I said, I think it'll lend for some more side-by-side racing than in the past down at Daytona.
We're tied with Al Martin here on Pit Pass USA. He drives for Venturini Motorsports. He'll be running in the Lucas Oil Slick Mist 200 in the ARCA Series presented by Menards. January 11th, believe it or not, that's just a few hours less than 51 total days away at Daytona. And how, when you were doing the Hoosier tire test, I understand the Grand Am teams were there too. How did that work out with all those Daytona prototypes and GT cars were out?
I'll tell you what, it was cool to watch those guys. I gained a lot of respect for the technology that they bring into the sport. I mean, the GT cars and Daytona prototypes are just, they're beyond what stock steel car, metal cars are. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're taking the technology level to that next step. And to me, that was just cool to be able to see those guys working at a test session. They're quick. I mean, I was hoping I could swap helmets with one of those guys and go jump in one of their cars, but I don't think they'd have to like that too much. So I think that would have been pretty cool. But, it was a really good deal. They had the morning session, we had the afternoon, and we both were able to accomplish what we needed to tire-wise.
Well, obviously, you understand a little bit about road racing. You had 11th at Palm Beach. I guess it's still this year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Back in 2010. Yes, sir. I sure did. Finished 11th there. My background, actually, my race background, I started in road course racing and shifter carts, which are, for those that don't know, they're about 100-mile-an-hour go-karts that run on two-stroke dirt bike engines, basically, and they're quick little carts, and we raced road courses. That's how I started, and eventually jumped into the oval racing. But like I said, my background was in road course, so I feel like I have a strong arsenal there in the road course racing.
We're talking with Al Martin here on Pit Pass USA. He'll be driving in the Lucas Oil Slick Mist ARCA 200 down at Daytona come February, which is just around the corner. And he was involved in the Hoosier Tire Test down at Daytona. And how you talked about your background with the shifter carts. You also, I believe, you went to Bob Bondurant School and a lot of various schools to hone your racing skills before you got approved to race in ARCA and other series?
Yes, sir, that's correct. I grew up here in South Louisiana, and there's really not much as far as asphalt or paved racing down here. There's a lot of dirt track racing, but not much as far as paved ovals or road course racing goes. So, like I said, I got the start in the go-karts and figured, well, what's the best way to move up is to learn from some of the best in the business, the professionals that do this day in and day out. So that's what I did. I went to the racing schools and got my basics down path there as far as racing and driving and car control goes, and I just carried that on to further my career. But it was a great experience. It taught me a lot, and really stemmed my whole career off of that.
Speaking of increasing your career, moving it forward, you've raced just a handful of races in ARCA. Last year you did great, had some problems with Daytona, but I'd mentioned before you had the 10th place finish at Talladega, 11th at Palm Beach, and in the three races you ran, awfully, awfully good there. You were with Venturini at least at Daytona. What, are you going to be running other races with them?
Yes, sir, we will. I will be racing a limited schedule, as of right now, a limited schedule with them. Our intentions are to run the full season. Our official announcement with my official schedule will be coming out within the next couple of weeks, so be on the lookout for that. But we do have a limited schedule so far put together. But as I said, we're working diligently right now to try and get the full schedule put together. We're going to try and run the full season this year for Venturini Motorsports and go after that 2011 ARCA Series Championship.
How tough is that to put together something like that when I look around and I see, I look at NASCAR, and I'm looking right now at the Penske team. And I know Roger Penske. I've known Roger for 25 years, and I know some of the drivers, and I know Tim Cendrick, who's the president of Penske Racing. And suddenly you got Sam Hornish Jr., who might not have a ride in NASCAR and might only be running a car in Indianapolis for Roger Penske. When Roger Penske can't find sponsorship money, it's got to be tough for a series like down at the ARCA level, isn't it?
It's extremely difficult, yes, sir. That doesn't stop me from doing it, though. I mean, I am pursuing it 110% and trying to get the money to go racing and trying to get the sponsors behind us. Obviously, it's a tough gig right now with the economy and the state that it is and the toughness of getting the sponsorships to go racing. But like I said, we're diligently working at it. Fortunately, I have some supporters from back at home, some personal friends of ours, and, you know, some investors across the country, basically, that we were able to put a deal together with. So it's been great what we have so far. Like I said, we're working on getting more, and that's where the corporate sponsors will come in if we can try and get that put together.
It's also got to help that the television ratings on Speed last year were up dramatically for ARCA.
They were, and that does help us our selling point somewhat. I mean, this business, it's a racing business, but at the same time, it's a marketing business as well, and you're trying to attract companies to support you and support your career, as well as get them some exposure. So, I mean, the TV deals that Speed have put together have been great. The exposure that companies get from being on race cars at the track and on TV are tremendous, and you know, I hope that Speed continues that relationship with ARCA because that just helps us get to the racetracks week in and week out.
Okay, Hal, I got to ask you about the nickname, the Raging Cajun. I guess it goes with anybody that lives in Louisiana.
Somewhat, yes, sir. I mean, it's a name that I picked up recently. Actually, I mean, I guess you know, being in racing, it's obviously a fast-moving sport, fast-paced. So I guess that's where the Raging comes in. But Raging Cajun is kind of it's a name that's widespread in South Louisiana. But you know, I picked it up and carried it on to the racing side of things. So. Yeah, that's my Cajun heritage right there. That's what I'm showing there. So,
well, it sounds like you've got it all going, and hopefully you're going to have that big announcement coming up in a couple of weeks, and we will see you down at Daytona for the Lucas Oil Slick Mist 200.
Okay, sounds great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, really looking forward to it. Like I said, the whole team, they've been doing a great job at the shop and have been getting this car ready for us for Daytona, so we'll be quick down there. I know we were quick in the tire test, and we have the test session in January coming up. We're going to work on a few more things, and we should be out front come February for the race.
That is Hal Martin. He and Steve Arpin did the Hoosier tire test down at Daytona just a few days ago, and I think I misspoke at one point saying something about the ARCA race was January 11th. That is actually their test session, January 11th. In fact, they have a little countdown on the ARCA Racing website, 19 days, 13 hours, 7 minutes, 5 seconds, 4 seconds right now. And, of course, the Lucas Oil Slick Mist 200 to kick off the ARCA season. That is 51 days, 20 hours, 36 minutes, and 56 seconds right now. Back to wrap up tonight's Pit Pass USA here on the Power of Motorsports series on VoiceAmericaSports.com.
With 2.8 seconds left to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Spin It with Chuck Foreman has a spin on so much that's going on. It will be hard to fit it all into the promo. We'll talk about the weekend games, what to look forward to, hot topics in the news. Spin It Old School, which gives a back-in-the-day approach from Chuck. A no-spin zone where Chuck gives an unbiased opinion and lets you do the same. Chuck will be taking us around town and around the world with news, happenings, and more. It's football, news, and happenings. Tune in for Spin It with Chuck Foreman, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Do you feel the need for speed? Whatever your addiction, NASCAR, IndyCar, NHRA, Formula One, or even lawnmower racing, Pit Pass USA has got you covered. Larry Henry here, host of Pit Pass USA. I put my 30-plus years of being a motorsports broadcaster to work to bring you not only the best guests, but also the most interesting guests in racing. Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry, your front row seat to the world of racing. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Be there or get a DNF.
A beauty. It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the Brown got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're listening to Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry. To leave comments or suggest future guests for the show, email us at LarryHenry@PitPassUSA.com. That's LarryHenry@PitPassUSA.com. Now back to more of the fastest show in motorsports, Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry.
I did want to pass along that the next couple of weeks, at least, we're going to be doing best of shows. I'm actually going to take a little time away from the microphone. I got to get myself geeked up because I'm going to be headed to Daytona right before the Rolex 24, and I will not be coming home until after the Daytona 500. So I'm there something like 26 days. So I've got to get all my little ducks in a row and get everything taken care of. Also get my driver's license renewed, which expires while I'm in Daytona, and I don't want to deal with the police down in the state of Florida, should they happen to pull me over with an expired driver's license. So I've got some things to do in the holidays, and right now everyone is celebrating and New Year's Eve and all of that. So the next couple of weeks, at least maybe three, we'll be doing best of shows here on Pit Pass USA. We'll go back through the year and bring you some of the best interviews that we have had along the way. Also, I'd like for you to check out our blog. It's called exhaustfumes.wordpress.com. Again, exhaustfumes.wordpress.com. Got a couple of things there about NASCAR. One, can NASCAR be saved? And the other one is about too much media, actually, for NASCAR. I have a little different look at things like that. Love to hear from you anytime. All you have to do is send me an email, LarryHenry@PitPassUSA.com, LarryHenry@PitPassUSA.com. We also have a Facebook fan page, which is PitPassUSA with Larry Henry. So there's some videos and some pictures there. And also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. And if you say, oh, I'm sorry I told you now, and the show was last night, don't worry about it. We've got it archived and also at iTunes. And the easiest way to do that is just go to pitpassusa.com. It takes you to our show page. You'll see all the links right at the left side of the page. Just click on them. You're taken care of, and you can find what show you want to listen to. And they can catch up on everything that we have had going on. I would like to thank my guest tonight, Colin Brown, Wayne Taylor, and Hal Martin. And I'd like to thank you and wish you a very Merry Christmas. I know for a lot of people right now, this is not the cheeriest of Christmases, maybe a job situation, family, whatever. But, you know, something always seems to happen around this time of year. We do get a smile on our faces. We say hello to everyone and shake their hands. And that's kind of what makes it neat. I'm getting ready to have all the family together for Christmas. And have a little meal and also have some friends here. So it's a great time, and I do hope that you have a very merry and safe Christmas. And I'll wish you a happy new year, too, since we're going to be doing best of shows. And we will see you next when we go to 2011. Have a great end of 2010 and a great Christmas. Thanks for listening to Pit Pass USA, part of the Power Motorsports Series on VoiceAmericaSports.com.
This week, time to get ready for another great week of racing to talk about next time on Pit Pass. Tune in next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for another fast-paced 200-mile-per-hour edition of Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry on Power Up, your motorsports channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.